Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. Philippians 3:12-14. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Today, I would like to encourage you to consider the value of writing down your thoughts as you press toward the upward call. Pen, paper, you, and God. In a general introduction to the Bible, Norman Geisler and William Nix tell us, "It is a common experience that thoughts become more precise as they are expressed. In this connection, it may be said that a student can understand better with a pencil than with any other instrument, because if a thought can be apprehended and expressed in writing, it must have been clearly understood. Writing captures our thoughts. At sunrise and sunset, for what seems to be just brief moments, we see brilliant hues of color in everything around us, and then poof, they're gone, as if we had imagined them. Likewise, God sometimes cracks open a window of insight. His light reflects a facet of truth which we have not previously seen. There it is, a glimpse, a reflection of his thoughts that if we do not write it down, we may return later to an empty room. When in doubt, write it down. Maybe later it doesn't seem very noteworthy, but if you wrote it down, at least you can decide that. If you don't write it down and forget it, then it's gone, no decision to make. Writing down our thoughts can be awkward. We struggle and bumble about, but we come back later and, surprise, God uses that to speak to us. The process has served its purpose in helping to clarify what is going on in our minds. Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, Living by the Words of God.com.